Rainbow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Singing and shouting and praising, you're in the wrong place. Well, you ain't gonna be there. That's just all there is. Now, tonight I feel like David did. He goes, "You think that was something, honey? Wait till tonight." Amen. I'm definitely not ashamed of what I believe. Neither are you.
Amen.
How can you be? You can be, because we are the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
By His mercy and grace, He predestinated us and knew that we're going to be here tonight. We're going to be shouting to Him and singing to Him and praising it to Him. To the world, we're a bunch of nuts. We all know what a bunch of nuts are. Praise the Lord. I like that. It is a special night for us because we want to thank the Lord for confirming His Word to us one more time.
Amen.
That's what He always does to us. He confirms His Word to us. But we are a church that are filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That's what this message does. It fills you with the Holy Spirit. And Brother Branham said he always wanted a church that was that way. And the church is just not this building. There's a lot of them listening in tonight. Out there. There's a lot of them in Africa and Europe and all over the world. They're all part of the great economy of God. God's bride. He says that's the church that He wanted, that living church. And we're all part of it. He says, I want a church, though, that are so filled with the Holy Spirit. He says, if you need somebody sick, He goes, I know a church.
Amen.
He says, you got somebody that's dead? I know a church.
Amen.
I know a church. God's preparing His bride for that, for the journey that's ahead. We were talking, we can see the pressures coming on. And telling Brother Samuels, I love it. We just had, I don't have the article with me tonight. I'd like to read it to you straight, but it's over in Russia. Is where that they are, is they've come against terrorism, they're saying. And because that is, that you can't preach Christianity. You can't have it in your home. You can't have it in no building. You can't do it on the streets. You can only do it in recognized churches by the government. And it's like, that's that squeeze coming on. Squeeze coming on to bride. Glory, hallelujah. Squeeze. The squeeze. I tell you, it's like, you know, sometimes if you ever have one of those little frozen popsicles, and if you're a little kid, a frozen popsicle, and it gets in the paper, and if you squeeze it real hard, it goes squeak. So let that squeeze come on that bride, and man, we just go up ahead and
say,
squeeze! Praise the Lord. It's amazing the people are in fear about it. They're in fear what's going to happen in the election, and the economy, and the world, and the situation that's going on. It doesn't phase us. It's just prophecy being fulfilled before our very eyes. We don't have to worry about all that nonsense. That's their world. They live in, this is theirs. They can have it. I only want it when it's all burned over and it's all fresh and it's new and everything else. He said, step aside when you see him. It's there. Go ahead. It's your world. It's not ours. He is preparing us a place. It is just like the Lord allows to prepare a place for you children out there. He lets us prepare a place. He's preparing a greater place for us.
Amen.
It's not built by hands. It's built by God.
Amen.
For his bride. And it's coming down. And after he quenches this world and destroys it, it will come down easier. But we're happy tonight because that what God has done for us, but we're happy for another one. There's one among us that should have been dead tonight. But God moved on the scene. And he was there. And I believe he sent the angels down with the softest hands to be there, to watch him, to protect him. He's here tonight. Stand up. Little Silas, Phyllis and Gabrielle, their little boy Silas. By a 10,000-pound tractor on top of his head. He fell off in the tractor, and his dad ran over top of him, and then it got caught in the bush hog behind it, and he went to the doctor, and he doesn't even have a scratch. They did stitch up his foot, if I understand, a couple of stitches, and it fractured his foot. But his head, they come in, and from what I understand, they had two specialists that came in and looked at him. Couldn't find nothing. And then they had to have the specialist come in to take a look at him and ask his dad again. It's like, tell us again what happened. I ran over his head and put an indent in the ground. Nothing's impossible for our Lord Jesus. Amen. Tribute to the family, too, of raising their children up in the way that they should go in his word. Because when it happened, he told his dad, he says, Dad, don't worry, I'm healed. God healed me at Calvary.
Amen.
So good.
Yes.
You know what that means? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Yes. He's here to confirm to us, right? He's here to tell us that he's with us. He's among us. He's in us. It's not the God of the past or wait, something's going to come. It's now. Right now. He's among us, living it in us. When we speak the word, it comes. It's not us. It's him. How that little child know even to say those words? It's in him. Something inside of you is pushing it out. It's saying, I was healed at Calvary. It's like we're trying to tell the children or a little thing up there is it's in him. You know, you try to be perfect. Satan tries to tell you, try to be perfect. You're never going to be perfect. But he's perfect.
Amen.
He's perfect. Amen. And we're able to sit down and feast upon that. And that bride makes herself ready by listening to the Word. And when you stay in the Word, it just builds your faith and it builds your faith. And then when we go to prayer, when things like this happen and we go, then we have confidence to know that God hears our prayers. And then it's inside of us. That deep calling to the deep is not even us. It's Him. He gives us that faith. You got to have the faith to believe in what you're saying. It just, it can't come from here. He says, that won't work. It's got to come from right here.
Amen.
It's down inside. And that's what that spiritual food that we eat, it just, He keeps confirming to us and confirming to us and confirming to us. It's giving us spiritual vitamins to grow big muscles and hair on our chest to fight the devil. And when He comes, He just tells us over and over, I'm with you.
Amen.
Didn't I tell you I would be there?
Amen.
Didn't I would tell you that I would come?
Amen.
He does it. All we have to do is just call on Him, and He's there.
Yeah.
He's the very present help in the time of trouble. And those are just the things that maybe we know that one. How many times does He do it that we don't even know?
Yeah.
It's constantly, all the time. He's watching out after His lambs. Thinking of that little one, it's like, it's telling the brothers, it's like, when that happened, it's, I start thinking about David. We're singing at David, and I need to get Brother G up here to sing. We sing a song in camp that's about David. It's really good. And it just, I really start thinking about how David was, and it's like, you know what? When he was watching that lamb, the lion did come and get the lamb. It took it in its mouth, I guess, and pulled it away. And it might have been hurt, it might have been scratched, it might have been... David went after that lamb. He went after it, he said, with that slingshot. And it was the Word. And it's like, you can't take that lamb. Give it back.
Amen.
And that's what your prayers did the other night to that little boy right there.
Amen.
Give him back, Satan. Give him back. We want to thank you for praying for us at camp. We'll make it really brief, but the Lord gave us a wonderful time with the children that was there. Certainly the presence of the Lord was with us, and we had just a wonderful time. And many young people that give their heart to the Lord, never been baptized before in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Mm.
There are many that rededicated their lives to the Lord, and just where they've gone out into the world and fell and slipped, and that come back and dedicate their lives again afresh. And just a rejuvenation of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And that was me. Me too. And it is that tonight you're going to get a refreshing of the Holy Spirit tonight.
Amen.
And you're not going to be. We know that. We say it each time. You better remind yourself all the time. I'm going to be a different person when I walk out that door.
Yes.
I'm going to be more like Him when I go out that door.
Right.
He's
Amen.
Going to let me know again that I am His son. I am His daughter. Reassure it. And we have to be reassured all the time. Because we fight against principalities that tell us that we're not all the time. So we have to say it all the time we are.
Amen.
Encourage one another.
Yes.
And that's what we try to do is even with these young people, we can't imagine the things that these kids go through.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard enough for us, but that constant battle all the time. And you know how Satan is, and we've all been there. We've all done that. But to see their lives and see lives change is truly just the hand of the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I've written down here this morning that some people, they do say that, you know what, I think that place up there is just an amusement park is all that it is. Well, it might be an amusement park, but I can tell you one thing, God lives up there. Some brothers the other day, it's like Brother Ram said, you know, he gets out in the mountains, he says, I thank God up in Colorado in the Rockies in the mountains, he says, he goes up there and takes a rest from his work. I said, well, we ain't got no mountains back here, so I have to say east of the Mississippi, he goes to still waters. So, he's everywhere. He's just everywhere. And when we make it, Brother Ram says, you create an atmosphere. And when you create the atmosphere, it's like we're creating the atmosphere tonight. Is for Him to feel welcome.
Amen.
And for Him to come. And He says that the Lord, He comes in unexpected places,
Amen.
In unexpected times, in unexpected ways.
Amen.
Great is the mystery of God.
Amen.
We can't put God in a little box and this is the way it is and this is how no, you can't do that. God, it is. It's like they're like that. It's up there. What's it have to do? People say, what's it have to do? Go-karts and what, you know, zip lines have to do with God. It's just honey on the rock. It's exactly what it is. You know, I tell the kids, and I've told you before, that I really do and believe it, that everything that we do, we should get it from this message. Because it is our guidepost. It tells us what to do. And what does that have to do with that up there? Brother Branham says, first I come and I warn you. He says, I won your love. And he says, then when I won your love, he says, then I brought you a message.
Amen.
And that's why I brought the people. First he won our love. And then after he won our love, then he'd give us a message to listen to. First you got to believe in the man that's bringing it. He says, you got to believe in that message. If you don't believe in that messenger, you can't believe in the message that's going to bring you. So he says he won our love and who it is. And so we believe in what he says. And that's what we try to do is with those children. Win the love. And we panic and go over. It's like, man, what I say and how I do it right. And the chaperones, and I want to instruct them right. And I want to say the right things right. And I want to encourage them. It's like, have no fear. Have no fear. They're going to listen to three messages. That's all they got to listen to. It ain't what we say. We want to lay a platform that's like up here. I want to encourage you. I want to tell you to keep pressing on. But it's
Amen.
The Word.
Amen. Yes.
It's the Word that perfects the bride of Jesus.
Amen.
It's what that prophet said. And you can't sit underneath that word and be the same person.
Amen.
It's going to do something to you.
Amen.
If you're a son or daughter of God, when you sit in the presence of the Son, he says, ah, there it is.
Yes.
There it is. And that's what we do. We sit underneath the presence of the Son. And he says, what we got to listen to is the still, small voice. And that's what it is. And all the noise and all the world and everything else, not only for them children, but for us. We got to listen to that still, small voice. And to encourage them and encourage you, you got to do that every day.
Amen.
You got to stay in the Word every
Amen.
Day. You got to hear the Word every day.
Amen.
You got to pray every day.
Yes.
Sometimes we get, well, I can't read a whole chapter of the Bible. Well, read one line. That's all you got to do is read one line. That's it. It's His Word. It can be one word. Just read one word. It's His Word. It's doing that. And that brings His presence.
Amen.
He says, when you talk about Him, it Amen. Brings His presence.
Yes.
He says, that's why David says, I meditate upon Him day and night, creating that atmosphere. So I encourage them and encourage you, stay in that atmosphere.
Yeah.
Stay prayed up. If you stay in the Word, then He's right there with you. And then when it's time to come in handy, like it did with them, or if it did with our brother Jackson here, or you when you're sick or anything else, you're right there. He's right there.
Amen.
You don't have to go searching like that. Searching, where did I leave Him at? Where did I leave Him at? I left Him right here. He's right here. Because I don't want Him to go no place. I need Him 24-7.
Yes.
I need Him more than 24-7. So when we call on Him, we know He's right there. He's right there. Not some far away God. He's right there. Living and dwelling in us. You believe that tonight?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Let's stand. We go to prayer. We bow our heads tonight to meditate upon Him, to thank Him for His grace, His mercy, and great love to us. He called sinners such as I and made a way for us. That if we'll just get in Him, then we're safe. If we try it ourselves, it'll never work. We are not perfect, but He is perfect. Thank you, Lord, for that great sacrifice. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for another night that we can come together and sit together in heavenly places and feel your Spirit getting your bride ready for a journey. A journey that's soon coming. It's not nothing far off. It's right here on top of us. It's just right here. So we want to take everything out of our mind and all of our distractions. Satan always tries to. He tries to more than ever when you're sitting right here.
Right.
He tries to distract as much as he possibly can to think of stuff. Sometimes it's such a struggle. Sometimes. We heard the children many times say, man, it was so hard at church. I was falling asleep. I tried to stay awake. I'm biting my lips and doing it. Oh, Satan wants to put you to sleep. But there's a greater spirit in you tonight. And He's here to give you a special anointing.
Amen.
He's going to uplift you tonight.
Yes.
He's going to encourage you tonight. He's going to make you feel so good. Thank you, Lord. No one can do that like you can do it, Lord. You're the only one that can do it. That's the only thing that can make me feel good. Nothing else can.
Amen.
Whatever I enjoy doing, I get sick and tired of doing it. That's what the prophet said. Go hunting, I get sick and tired of doing it. I overfish and I get sick and tired of doing it. Sisters, you go shopping and you get sick and tired of doing it. But listening to that word and being in His presence, amen, we never get sick and tired of that, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, amen. Glory to Your name, Lord.
Thank You, Lord.
So we want to go to Him and invite Him to be with us tonight and thank Him for His mercy and grace. There's many a prayer request. I'm calling on Brother Samuel to come up here and to take him before the Lord. And we want to thank Him of one of them tonight that I know, our sister Linda, that she had surgery today, or Sister Linda Branham. God just touched her. And we thank Him for it. He was with her. I know our brother Danny Stater, I know that he's still in the hospital. Our brother Lyndall Gates is in the hospital. There's many other requests to come in. I don't remember them all. I have one here. It's our sister Cannell is not feeling well tonight. But it doesn't matter if they come out from my mouth or not. God knows them. He knows who they are. He knows who you are out there listening in. He knows the requests that you have. And He's here to answer your request. And we're believing. But let's hold that request in our hearts and raise our hand to Him and say, Lord Jesus, You know my request and what I have need of. Lord, meet that request tonight. And Lord, come down and anoint me afresh with Your Holy Spirit tonight, Lord. And as I pray for what I have need of, Lord, let me pray for the person next to me too. Lord, pray for them and what they're going through. I am Your child and I believe. I believe when I pray, You hear and You listen. Lord, when I fail You and Satan tells me I fail You, my sins go up, You're there as a bumper car, that prophet said, to take them away. He never sees them. So don't let Him bluff you with that. You just remember you're a child of God. And God answers your prayer. The great I am. Let's just sing our little song as I invite you to come up to take these requests.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to
up what was written. If we could just bow our heads now. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord. You're the great Almighty God. You're Hebrews 13:8, the same yesterday, today, and forever, Lord. You're on the scene right now, Lord. Moving in this church, Lord. Moving amongst Your bride around the world. Lord, Your voice is going around the world at this very moment, Lord. Your bride is listening to it, Lord. You're moving on the scene, Lord, getting her ready, Lord. We're ready to go home, Lord. We love You, Lord, and we give You thanks for Calvary, Lord. Thank You for the message and the messenger You sent to us in this day, Lord. A perfect message.
Amen.
No mistakes, Lord. A perfect blood, Lord, to cleanse us from all unbelief, Lord. A perfection, Lord, getting us ready, Lord. We love You, Lord. We thank You for this. Lord, You saw every hand that was raised, Lord. You saw every written request that was written down, Lord. You know all about it, Lord. Lord, we just pray for one another, as our brother Joseph has just said to us, that we pray for each one standing right next to us, Lord, with a trial they're going through that we know nothing about. Maybe it's a healing. We don't know what it is, but Lord, You know everything. Lord, just save those that are savable, Lord, in this building. Lord, fill each one with the Holy Ghost. Bring a total deliverance, Lord Jesus. We ask these things, Lord, because we know that You hear us. And we know that You're on the scene to do this, Lord. You want to do it, Lord, for us. We love You. Thank You for this opportunity to be here. And we commit this whole service to You, Lord. We want You to have the preeminence, Lord. We want You to be welcome here tonight, Lord. Move up and down each seat, each aisle, Lord. Give each one a touch from you. And Lord, we thank you for Brother Joseph, Lord. We love him, Lord, and we appreciate him. Lord, encourage him, Lord. Bless him and be with him, Lord. Wrap your arms around him, Lord, and just let him know that you love him, Lord. Bless and be with him, Lord. We love him, Lord. Thank you for giving him to us. He's a blessing to us, Lord. We love him, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. And we appreciate you for the message and the messenger. Yes. One more time. Yes. We love you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Reach out and touch the Lord.
Young people in my life change, and to think that we have faith in that perfect sacrifice in Him, and it's nothing I can do, nothing we can do, but it's in Him. Amen.
I care not today what the tomorrow may bring, its shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know ruleth for it. Above. to this earth some sweet day, our troubles will then all be o'er. The Master so gently will lead us away beyond that blessed heavenly shore. Oh, I lay me by faith in Jesus above, I'm trusting, confiding in His great love. And from all harm saved, in sheltering arms, I'm living by faith, and I feel no
Hallelujah.
Glory.
before the Lord, exalted to the side of mighty Pharaoh. At his word, the food for famine there was stored. I found his cup within my bag of barley, as from the storehouse barley I withdrew. He hid it there, that I may get to know him. The revelation changed my point of view. Long ago in the ancient land there was a prophet, standing perfectly and true before the Lord, exalted to the side of mighty Pharaoh. At his word the food for famine there was stored. I found his cup within my bag of barley, as from the storehouse barley I withdrew. He hid it there, that I may get to know him. The revelation changed my point of view.
Amen.
I'm sorry, I messed up. But we're going to do it because this is a good story. Yes, and now this story.
Long ago in Egypt land there was a prophet, standing perfectly and true before the Lord, exalted to the side of mighty Pharaoh. At his word, the food for famine there was stored. I found his cup within my bag of barley, as from the storehouse barley I withdrew. He hid there, that I may get to know him. The revelation changed my point of view. Again in time of famine we've a storehouse, where another prophet laid the food away. His deeds and sermons have all been recorded, shedding light to clearly show what's the way. I found his cup within my bag of barley, as from the storehouse barley I withdrew. He hid it there, that I may get to know him. The revelation changed my point of view. Though the youngest of his brethren we were chosen, that he would show to us incarnate deity. All the mysteries of our God have all been finished. He has opened up our eyes that we may see. I found his cup within my bag of barley, as from the storehouse barley I withdrew. He hid it there, that I may get to know him. The revelation changed my point of view. Today he stands for us a mighty watchman, sending out the voice of God to all who hear. The seventh angel's message from the storehouse, God's hidden mysteries have all been made clear. I found his cup within my bag of barley, as from the storehouse, our glory I withdrew. Heed it then, that I may get to know him. The revelation changed my point of view. The revelation changed my point of view.
Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Unchangeable God.
Amen.
Truly, He is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
We truly believe it is spiritual food for the bride of Jesus Christ, the anointed word to anoint His people tonight for the message of the hour. We welcome God's prophet, Brother Branham. God bless you.